I'm David Hatcher, Head of News and Finance at EG, and I'm here in Tel Aviv with Uzi Scheffer, the CEO of Sosa. Uzi, thanks for joining us. There's lots and lots of innovation hubs and co-working spaces in London. Sosa seems to be that and so much more. Tell us about how you guys differ from what people might traditionally think of as co-working tech spaces.
So, hi, thanks for having me. Sosa is a platform that connects innovators. So we do have the physical space, the physical layer, which is very important, and that's the place where our partners and members and startups meet and interact, but actually most of our activity is beyond space. So we are running a global network of tech innovation, and our places, our hubs, today in Tel Aviv and New York, and expanding globally in the upcoming 2-3 years, are the second home for our members and partners who in Tel Aviv come from all over the world to come and see and engage with innovation. And the same is happening now in New York.
So you've now opened in New York. That was towards the start of the year. Tell us about how that's gone and prospective thoughts on global expansion.
Yeah. So New York, actually, we opened about 6 months ago. It's working amazingly. So not only the space itself is full, with the right entities and DNA of companies and innovation that suits our business, but we already see a lot of beyond space activity, what we call, meaning members, investors, selected service providers, and local corporations in New York who plugged in to Sosa and basically connected to our global network through Sosa New York.
And you've started a specific real estate stroke construction program. Tell us about how that works and how people can get involved.
So basically, our business eventually is connecting supply and demand. So supply of technologies and solutions to global demand for innovation. We have been doing it in the last couple of years in a few traditional sectors like energy, insurance, finance, and others. And in the last year, we were busy with planning and launching a special program for the construction industry. The construction industry has huge challenges, and these challenges, we see them as opportunities for entrepreneurs and for investors. However, we see very little synergy and interaction and work that is actually being done between large construction companies and really advanced technologies or disruptive startups. So we took that as a challenge and we launched a program which is designed exactly for that, to bring together these two huge industries and to offer construction companies direct access and first access to a deal flow of curated companies and solutions of startups, and to offer entrepreneurs and high-tech investors the visibility into the challenges and pain points and needs of the construction industry, and by that making both investments in relevant startups more convenient, or giving the confidence to investors, and also helping startups from other verticals with solutions from other verticals, whether it's finance or defense, pivot their products and offer solutions for the construction companies.
And you want people overseas to be coming and kind of talking to you about being part of this program, and what will they get out of it ultimately in terms of, you guys are very results driven, and what, how do you hope it will kind of look in, say, a year's time?
So we invite construction companies, local or global construction companies, to get in touch with us, and we are offering them a yearly program with the aim of connecting them directly to startups and to technical solutions that are relevant for their strategy and goals as companies. We've been running these programs in other verticals. These are very results-oriented programs where we usually connect our corporate clients to 100 to 150 potential solutions per year, aiming to end the year with at least 3 to 6 successes. Successes in that case would be a successful proof of concept, which is then where then the corporation further goes into integration of the product into his own line of products or workflow.
Having been here and spent a bit of time here this afternoon, you do really sense that it's kind of a bit of a beating heart of the tech sector here. I appreciate it's a big question, but what about Tel Aviv do you think has made it historically such a successful tech hub, and what makes it kind of on an ongoing basis a kind of enjoyable and exciting place to be as a tech firm?
So Tel Aviv is really a unique mix of a few elements. First of all, as Israelis, I think we're quite innovative, and that's because since the first day of this country, we had to be innovative in order to find creative solutions to survive in the difficult circumstances that we live at. When we connect to that, the Israeli culture, which is very tolerant to failure, which is a basic component when you speak about entrepreneurship and innovation, comparing perhaps to other cultures around the world, which are less tolerant. And then maybe the last thing is that eventually the market or the end market or end users are not located in Israel. So it's this industry thinks globally. It's an export-oriented industry. It's a globally thinking ecosystem, so very receptive to global entities. Looking forward to have global entities, investors and global corporations coming to Tel Aviv, coming to Israel to work with innovation and technologies. And I think so that's like the very special mix that ended up being here. And of course, there are a lot of other elements. So the Israeli government, for example, has been supporting and backing up this industry since its early days in the early 90s. In the 90s, we also had a significant immigration from Russia that brought a lot of high quality technical people with technical skills. You then have the Israeli military service that exposes actually kids, 18-year-old kids, to quite advanced technologies at an early stage. They go out of the army at the age of 21 and they just open a startup with commercial applications for technologies and so on. So it's a special place.
Fantastic. Thanks very much.